I'm going to invite a dear brother up in just a moment. Rwanda pastor. Well, he's Congolese, but he lives in Rwanda,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
I got that right, because he is the dear brother of Tito's father, correct?
Yes.
And he will be speaking this morning in just a short while. But then again this evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Willie, come.
William, Anazi.
Thank you. Arakoze cyane, Imana imumugisha.
Thank you. May God bless you.
Uyu munsi ni nkaho igiterane kidasanzwe.
Today we have an awesome day, a wonderful day.
Nimubona ari ibintu bigenda bihinduka.
So if you see some changes,
ibize kubahungabanya.
Please don't be disturbed.
Kuko hari gahunda z'amatorero abiri atandukanye.
Because it's two churches together.
Ubwo rero zombi tugomba kuzifatira hamwe
kugira ngo. So we have to be together and worship the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe sana.
Hallelujah.
Rero turabiyegereje mwese.
So we welcome each and everyone.
Abagize Singi Hosanna.
From Singi Hosanna Church.
N'abagize umuryango wahano twaje gusura.
And the West Community Church.
Aba bavandimwe bacu.
Our brothers.
Imana yo mwejuri baho umugisha.
May God bless you.
Reka dukomere Imana
amashyi. Let us clap our hands for the Lord.
Muri iki giterane twatumiyemo abashitsi.
So on this day that we have welcomed guests.
Dairo na mugenzi we ndabona baje.
I see that our brother Dairo.
Bashobora kuhaguruka tukabakomera amashyi ndetse n'abandi.
They can stand up and we can welcome them. Amen.
Imana y'umwijuru ibahe umugisha bene data ko
mwitabye. May God bless you, brothers. May God bless you.
Hanyuma reka Bishop aze apresente umushitsi wacu special.
Let me ask Bishop to come and present our guest.
Uvuye mu Rwanda.
From Rwanda.
Nyuma yabyo turaza kubabwira igikurikiraho mu
minota mike. And then afterwards we're going to give you the next program.
Kandi nawe aragenda reba uko abigenza.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Dairo na Rumenge n'abavandimwe bacu.
Our brother Dairo and Rumenge are our
Ibo bari hano muri Ottawa.
They're here in Ottawa.
N'abandi bazananye.
They live here in Ottawa with the friends that they have brought together.
Hano ni itorero ryitwa West Community Church.
The church is called West Community Church that we're
na
in
Pastor
right
Chuck
now.
Watwakiri.
And we thank Pastor Chuck for welcoming us and Valerie.
Abagize West Community Church, God bless you so much. We love you.
Turabashimiye aba.
We are friends and we are building the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Together.
Yes. Turimo turubaka umurimo w'Imana hamwe.
Hallelujah.
Hamwe bw'Imana. Amen.
Kandi twajeze ngo tuze turebe.
So we said that we're going to come here and join together.
Amen.
Amen.
What's God? It will be happen in heaven.
When I saw
that,
really, it's a great idea. So our brothers, we're still together with them. And we're going to continue together.
Amen.
Amen.
Is my uncle. Is brother of my dad.
Yes.
Numuvandimwe
wa papa. He's
the kahaguru kugira mu present gatoya.
Let him stand so that I can present him to you.
Ndanezerewe.
I'm very happy.
Kubana nawe.
To be with him.
Yarandeze.
He raised me.
Yaranyigishije.
He taught me.
No mu mashuri yaranyigishije.
Even in my school.
Ninawe wanshingiye.
He's the one that helped me get married.
Ninawe wansengeye umunsi njya gutangira umurimo w'ivugabutumwa.
He was the one who prayed for me when I went to start my church.
Amen.
Amen.
Mwijoro nibwo nabitekereje.
At night I was thinking.
Nsanga ngiye kwakiriza indi mbaraga nanone nshya.
I said that I'm going to receive new strength.
Kuko azasiga nsengeye nayo nanone munyindi jani ngiye kuza.
Because if he leaves, he's gonna pray for me because this is a new journey that I'm entering.
Kuko amavuta y'ababyeyi.
Because the oil that our parents, the anointing that they give us, that they're born again.
Njewe numvise ko hari indi step ngiye gutera.
I know that there's another step that I'm entering. There's another step that I'm going to be entering.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Turakwakira Imana guha umugisha.
We welcome you, may God bless you.
Turakunezererewe.
We're overjoyed to have you.
Reka Pastor Chuck aza amuhobe.
Let me ask Pastor Chuck to come and hug him. Pastor Chuck,
can hug him.
Arakoze cyane kumutwakirira.
Thank you for welcoming him.
Imana y'umwejuru imuha umugisha.
May God bless you.
Reka twiyegereze abaririmbyi bacu.
Bwana sifiwe.
Hallelujah.
Nimuramukanye ramutse umuntu kwegereye.
May I ask you to greet your neighbor?
Mubwire ngo uyu munsi
Tell your neighbor that today.
Arebye Imana yaguteguriye.
Arebye
Imana yaguteguriye.
God has prepared something for you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Gwiru kwegere ngo bohoka nawe.
Tell your neighbor that feel free.
Bohoka. Feel free this morning.
Feel free this morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's
the spirit of God in this place.
Bwana sifiwe.
Amen.
Barakoze cyane Imana ibaho umugisha.
Thank you, may God bless you.
Dukomere Imana yacu amashi.
Let us clap our hands for the Lord.
Mwicara mu byicaro byanyu.
Reka twese duhaguruke twakire umukozi w'Imana.
Let us stand and pray so that we can welcome the
muhaguruke twese twahaguruke twakira ijambo ry'Imana karibu pastoro ya karibu Imana iduhe umugisha.
May God bless you.
Amen.
Turabakiriye mwese mu izina rya Yesu tunezerewe no kuba hano muri iki gitondo.
We are so happy to be here this morning.
Kandi mwese turabasuhuje mu izina rya Yesu.
And we greet you all in the name of Jesus.
Uko bishop yabivuze
as bishop was saying
twashimiye natwe kuba twageze hano muri Canada Ottawa.
We thank the Lord for allowing us to be here in Ottawa, Canada.
Cyane kubona abagize ubwami bw'Imana.
It's wonderful to see the people in the kingdom.
Kandi cyane no kubona kuko yabivuze abagize umuryango.
And especially to see those who are part of this family.
Wa Bishop Tito.
The Church of Bishop Tito.
Twari tugize igihe kinini tutabonana.
There's been a long while since we've not seen each other.
Kuva bageze muri iki gihugu nibwo twari tukihagera hano Ottawa.
Since they came here to Canada is the first time we meet each other.
Turashimye rero kugera mu murimo nabo bakorana bose.
So it's wonderful to be able to see the work he's doing and all the people working with him.
Tujya mu ijuru mu bwami bw'Imana.
And we praise God that we are all journeying to heaven.
Kubera iminota dufite tugomba kubahiriza.
And because of the minutes that we have to be faithful to.
Turaje gukomeza kumugoroba.
We shall continue in this evening.
Ndagira ngo dusome ijambo ry'Imana dusangira twese hamwe.
We shall read the word of God.
Ubuhanuzi bwa Yesaya.
Isaiah.
Igice cya 61.
Chapter 61.
Kugeza ku murongo wa mbere n'uwa kane. Twongere dusome muri Luka.
From verse 1 to 4.
Igice ni cya kane.
And we shall read in Luke.
Murongo wa 6:6 kugeza 22.
From verse
Isaiah.
Isaiah
61 kugeza kuwa kane.
From verse 1 to 4.
Luka igice cya kane.
Luke chapter 4
22.
From 16 to 22.
Ndasaba ko basoma mu cyongereza. Amen. Rekeraho ja muri Luke 4:16-22. Luka kane 16 kugeza 22. Yes. Teme yacu tuganiraho muri iki gitondo.
The theme of this morning.
Iravuga hejuru ibanga ry'umurimo.
It talks about the secret of the work of God, the ministry.
Ibanga ry'umurimo.
The secret of the ministry.
Twese hano Imana yaraduhamagaye.
All of us here have been called by God.
Kugira ngo tube mu murimo.
So that we be part of the ministry.
Kandi kuba twarageze mu murimo.
And to be in the ministry.
Hari ibanga ridufasha kugira ngo dukore neza umurimo we.
There is a secret that will help us so that we may be able to be efficient in the work of God.
Iyi mirongo twasomye muri Yesaya no muri Luka.
What we just read in Isaiah and in Luke.
Ni mirongo imwe.
They are similar.
Nuko bimwe byanditswe mu isezerano rya kera. Ibindi bikandikwa mu isezerano.
It's only that some are written in the Old Testament and others in the New.
Yesaya ahanura aha kuri iki gice cya 61.
When Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah chapter 61.
Bitekerezwa ko Israheli yari mu buretwa ibaburoni.
Israel was in Babylon in captivity.
Abandi bakavuga ngo byenda ibaburoni byari bitangiye kurangira uburetwa bwaho.
Some say that the captivity was about to end.
Muri interpretation cyangwa se ibisobanuro by'Ancien Testament cyangwa se mu Bayuda.
In the interpretations of the Jews,
bumvaga ko ari restoration cyangwa se gusanwa kubwoko bwa Isiraheli batabarwa n'Imana mu mibabaro n'uburetwa bari barimo muri Babiloni.
They understood that it is a time for their restoration, to be rescued from the pain and the misery they were in into freedom.
Umwami Yesu reno amaze kuvuka,
when Jesus was born,
ageze mu rusengero,
and arrived in the church, in the synagogue,
guhanuzafata,
he took that prophecy,
Biblia yatubwiye ngo arabusoma,
and he read it.
Arangije gusoma ubwo buhanuzi,
after reading it,
arambika igitabo,
he closed the book,
abwira abari aho bose arababwira ngo,
and he told everybody listening,
ibyari byarahanuwe bibuzuriye mu maso,
so whatever was prophesied before is now fulfilled in your hearing.
Muri interpretation rero yacu nkatwa abakristo,
in the interpretation of us as Christians of the New Testament,
zerekana ko ubu buhanuzi bwasobanuraga kuza kwa Mesiya uzaza aje gucungura isi.
This prophecy was about the Messiah who was to come to save the world.
Umwami Yesu rero wenyine arabyivugira, aravuga ngo ubu buhanuzi bwahanuwe na Yesaya imyaka myinshi.
Jesus himself said,
buruzuye imbere yawe.
He said the prophecy that was prophesied by Isaiah is now fulfilled today in your hearing.
Uyu munsi rero twashatse ngo dufate umwami Yesu tumwigireho nk'umukozi waje muri ministry kugira ngo tumenye ngo niki camushoboje.
So today we are going to take the example of Jesus Christ and learn from him.
Yes. Umwami Yesu amaze gusoma ubu buhanuzi,
Jesus after reading the prophecy,
agaragaza ko yoherejwe n'Imana mu murimo.
He declared that he was sent by God in the flesh.
Harimo rero amabanga ashoboza mu gihe Imana yaduhamagaye twakora dute n'igice cyadushoboye.
So there are secrets that can allow us to be effective in the work. How do we do the work?
N'icitegererezo mu gukora,
because Jesus is our example.
N'icite mu gukora,
in the service of God.
N'icitegererezo mu guhemba iyo umuntu yarangije umuri.
He is also an example of the reward that somebody can get after working.
Ndasubiramo.
Let me repeat it.
Umwami Yesu n'icitegererezo, idile model mu bintu bijanye no gukora.
Jesus is the model concerning the service with God.
N'icitegererezo mu bijanye no guhemba, remuneration cyangwa se recompense.
He is also the model in regards to the reward that anybody can receive from God. Whatever we can do and which will be acceptable to God.
Model tugomba kureberaho.
There is a model that we can look to.
Niyo twakoze dukurikije ico citegererezo. Uburyo Yesu yahembwe niko natwe tuzahemba.
And if we follow his model, the way Jesus was rewarded, that's how we also shall be rewarded.
Niyo mpavu Paulo yanditse aravuga ngo mugere kirenge mucyanje kuko nanje ndimo kigera mu cha Kristo.
That's why Paul said, walk in my footsteps. As me also I'm walking in Christ's footsteps.
Nukuvuga ngo igihe ikirenge kidashinze mu cha Kristo.
It means when our foot is not following the footsteps of Jesus, we are missing the mark.
Nukuvuga ngo dufite map, dufite amahame ajyanye no gukora neza kandi no gushimwa neza.
So we have a map showing us how we can do better, good, or how we can do wrong.
Tuvuge ngo amen.
Amen.
Kongere amen.
Amen.
Icyambere rero ndavuga amahamagara kuri atanu.
So I will talk about five main things.
Mu magambo make nihuta.
In a few words and trying to be quick.
Kugira ngo ushobore gukorera Imana neza.
In order to be able to serve God well.
Nukubanza kumenya ngo se wanohereje ninde, uwo nkorera ninde.
You first need to know who sent you. Who has called you?
Amen.
Amen.
Ngiki cyango.
That is prerequisite.
Imbaraga zacu na authority yacu.
Because our strength, our power, our authority
ishingiye kuwa duhamagaye.
Is rooted in him who has called us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Imbaraga zawe wewe wahamagawe n'Imana wewe mu Kristo.
Your strength, you has been called by God as a child of God.
Bishingiye kurepresenta cyangwa se wakohereje.
Is rooted in the one you are, whom you are representing, or the one who has called you.
Hari gihe duhagarara mu mwanya.
There are times you stand somewhere in a place.
Duhagaze mu mwanya wa.
And you don't remember, you don't know, I'm standing in the place of who?
Ndagira ngo mbere keke.
Let me show you something.
Mwembi ni muza.
The two of you.
Ababombi bashobora kuba bakoherezwa mu butumwa.
These two can be sent into preaching the gospel.
Ariko bigatandukana n'uwabohereje.
But the difference will be the one who sent them.
Inwanyi mugira bameya nzego zibanze nizi.
I don't know. Do you have mayors?
Governor.
Which is the lowest? The lowest level.
Iyo herejwe na governor.
If this one is sent by the governor, for example.
Nta mwanya nabonye ugenduje kumfatira ijambo, umvugira ijambo akagenda mu izina rya.
And the governor said, I didn't have time to go to that function. Go and you'll speak on my behalf.
Ijambo azavuga rizaba rifite uburemere bungana na governor wamwoherereje.
The word he will speak, he will deliver, will have the same weight of power as the same word of the governor himself.
Uyuwe yoherejwe mu izina rya president wa republika.
This one is sent by the president of republic.
The
prime minister here in Canada.
Sibzo?
The prime minister.
Iya bombi baserutse nk'intumwa.
Both of them were sent as representatives.
Ariko uyu bamwakiriye arimo avuga mu izina rya prime minister.
But this one is received as a representative of the prime minister.
Uburemere bw'ijambo avuga.
The weight of the word he shall deliver.
Butandukanye cyangwa se bushingiye kuwohereje.
Is different between the two according to the one who has sent them.
Turi kumwe tuvuga ngo amen.
Amen. Are we together?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nimwicare.
You can be seated.
Buriya rero ibanga rya mbere ry'ubukozi.
So the first secret of a serving God.
Nukumenya ngo mu gihe ndimo mvuga mpagaze.
It means when I'm standing here speaking, ministering.
Mpagarariye nde.
I'm ministering on behalf of who?
Very good.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Iyo usomye mu butumwa bwiza bwa Mariko.
So when you read in the book of Mark,
igice cya gatatu murongo wa 14.
Chapter 3 verse 14.
Kugeza ku murongo wa 15.
Up to 15.
Haravuga gutya ngo,
it says,
umwami Yesu atoranya 12.
So Jesus chose 12.
Kugira ngo babane nawe.
So that they may be always with him.
12 aramufata aramubwira ngo ni ngwino.
12 of them he called them out and brought them near to him.
Kugira ngo babane.
So that they may be together.
Azabone kubohereza.
Live together. After that he will send them.
Harimo ibintu bibiri.
Two things in here.
Baze babane nawe.
To be with Jesus.
Iyo ni training.
That is training.
Bamenya amahame y'Imana.
So that they may know the secrets of God.
Iyo ni mentorship.
To be mentored.
Kugira ngo bagire ubumenyi na kalite za maître master.
So that they may have the knowledge and the qualities of the master.
Umwanya wo kubanza gutozwa no kumenya.
Taking time to be trained and to learn more.
Imyaka itatu.
3 years.
Nyuma abona kubohereza.
After he sent them.
Kuja gukora umurimo.
So that they may go and serve.
Hagarara. Wasoma ku murongo wa 15.
When you read on that verse 15.
Training.
After training them.
Na nyuma ya kuba to be sent
and after sending them as well,
ngo abahereza ubushobozi bwose,
he gave them all the power.
Il leur donna toute autorité.
He gave them all authority.
Tabwo Imana izikohereza vite.
God never send anybody empty.
Iyo yakwizeye kugira ngo uhagararire Imana,
when he has trusted you so that you may stand on his behalf, he will give you all his authority. You don't have power or authority because of the way we
were
born. You have the power and the authority because of the mission.
C'est pour dire, la mission nous donne la qualification.
So the mission qualifies you.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
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 Ndagira ngo uje umenya ninde wampamagaye. Ni ne mpagarariye.
I want you to understand who called you and who sent you. That is the first secret of a minister of God. Can we say amen to that?
Amen.
Uti amen. When John was praying, in John chapter 17, Jesus prayed and said, because you have sent me into the world, I have now finished the work. Give me back the glory that I have. But he says, I pray for all of those who have believed in me. As you have sent me into this world, I also sent them into this world. Jesus has sent us into the world on his behalf.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
In Luke, in the prophecy that Jesus read, the prophecy, and he said, he said, the Spirit of the living God is upon me because he has anointed me. He has called me and then he has anointed me.
See,
every work of God, when God calls you into something, he anoints you with the oil for the mission.
Amen.
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 Amen. Tell your neighbor. Ujumenya
yuvuze uvuga kimana.
Say, tell your neighbor, whenever you speak, speak like God himself. Because God has given you the message. And he has anointed you.
Amen.
Amen.
Number
two.
Ibanga ry'ubukozi.
The secret of ministry.
Ayo mavuta Imana yadusize.
That anointing that God has put on us.
Ayo mavuta Imana yadushizeho y'umurimo.
That anointing that God has put
ayo
on us for service.
Imana yansigi.
Say, God has anointed me for something.
Nizo mbaraga zidushoboza.
That is the power, the strength that enables us. Let's read 1 John chapter 2. Number 2, to know who has called us. Number 2, the one who has called us has anointed us.
Amen.
Amen.
You saw me muri Yohana wa mbere kabiri 27 soma.
First John number 2 verse
27. Subiramo, subanza subiremo.
The anointing that you have received from above abides in you. You don't need anyone to teach you.
But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things.
Let me ask you something.
Yohana yandikiye letter, yandikiye rwandiko.
When John wrote this letter,
yerekanye ko imbaraga zidushoboza nizi namavuta Imana yashize.
He declared that the power that enables us to do the work is the anointing that God has given us.
Skills zirakenewe.
Skills are necessary.
Ariko zigomba kujyana n'amavuta.
But they need the anointing to go with.
Skills zidafite anointing.
Skills without anointing.
Zibubwenge nk'ubwiza.
They go empty without power.
We need dukene amavuta.
We need the anointing for the service.
Ndashaka kubereka ikintu.
Let me show you something.
Conflict cyangwa se le conflit yari entre le roi Saul cyangwa se umwami Sauli na David yari kibazo cy'amavuta.
The conflict that was between King Saul and David was a problem of anointing. It was not about skills. It was about anointing. Saul was anointed to lead Israel. But he didn't stand in the commandments of God. And the anointing left him. And God called David. Anointed him before he was even king. The one was still seated on the throne without anointing. But a very young man, anointed by God, but still in the sheep, among the sheep.
Isi itegekwa n'abafite anointing.
The world is governed by people who have anointing. There are two kinds of power that are governing this world. There are powers from the spiritual realm and the godly power of the spiritual and the powers of the darkness. So you either be in the realm of the divine, godly power, the powers if you are not belonging to the powers of God, you these other powers of the darkness will neutralize you. So the things that are invisible are governing the visible things.
Le monde spirituel. The
spiritual world is the one which is governing the physical world.
So we is anointed from heaven.
So to be able to govern the things of this world, the physical things, God needs to give us the anointing to empower us to rule over the things physical, the physical things of this world.
Sauli amavuta y'Imana amaze kumuvaho.
When the anointing left Saul,
David,
the demons came to attack him.
So
David will come and play harp for him, and the demons will flee. And after that, he will try to kill him. How can somebody come to help you and you try to kill him? So there were two spirits which were in conflict.
The anointing from heaven.
The anointing from heaven. And the anointing from the world. So we are standing on behalf of God. In his service, we operate with the anointing of God. That anointing of God, you need it constantly.
From heaven.
All the church in Canada, in the whole world, we are enabled by the anointing of God upon us.
Yes, aravuga ngo umwuka w'iteka ndiho imana yansigi.
And Jesus says the anointing of the Lord is upon me.
Ibyashoboje Yesu muri ministry ye mu myaka itatu yakoze ku isi namavuta imana.
Whatever helped Jesus to operate and achieve great things in 3 years only was the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
From heaven.
So if Jesus was needing so much that anointing, how much more you? How will you be able to achieve anything without that anointing?
Pastor
needs anointing. The choir needs anointing. The intercessors need anointing. The deacons need the anointing of God. Every believer needs the anointing of God.
Le besoin principal, cyangwa se prioritaire mu bwami bw'Imana, n'amavuta.
Priority number one for every believer or for the work of God is the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, you need the oil. You need the anointing.
You need the anointing.
You need the anointing.
You need the anointing.
You need the anointing. You need the anointing.
nizo mbaraga z'ubwami.
That is the power of the kingdom.
Waburi umugabo,
whether you are a male,
waburi umudamu,
whether you are a lady,
waburi muto,
whether you are a big man or a nobody,
ijambo ririmo amavuta,
small person,
kibaza bihanukira cyane nawe uti hey, barikiwa.
A word which is released with anointing, you don't need to shout. It is powerful. It goes with strength. It attracts
Hallelujah.
People. It attracts favor to
Hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah. Amen. The anointing attracts.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Look at the power, the anointing of Jesus. Whenever he would enter a synagogue,
yatangira kuvuga.
He will say.
Yatangira kuvuga.
He began to say.
Iteraniro rikavu umugore agahaguruka ngo hahirwe inda yakubyaye.
And a woman will stand up in the congregation and say, "Ooh, blessed is the womb that carried you, that gave you birth."
Niki chaza nagizo ni anointing.
Why is that word? Because of the anointing she was seeing upon Jesus.
Amagamba tarimo amavuta. Words
without anointing become only knowledge, knowledge and knowledge. Number three. When God calls you and you are anointed by God, you need to know number three. God has called us for others.
Ntabwo Imana yadusigiye amavuta ku bwacu.
He didn't anoint us for ourselves.
Imana yadusize amavuta kuba umugisha.
He anointed us to be a blessing to others.
Être une bénédiction.
To be a blessing for others.
Ntabwo Imana iduhamagarira kuba minister.
God does not call us to be ministers
kugira ngo twihaze twe.
So that we may be satisfied and well fed.
Aravuga ngo
Jesus says,
Yo Imana yaranohereje,
God has
iransiga,
He has sent me, He has anointed me,
kugira ngo,
so that,
kugira ngo,
so that,
ningera ku bantu bababaye,
when I reach people who are in pain,
banezerwe,
so that they may begin to rejoice,
ningera ku bantu bimbohe,
if I find people who are in prison, that they will be released,
ningera ku barwahe. Bakire.
If I reach, I come across people who are sick to be healed. If I find people who don't have hope to be filled with hope. God has anointed us to be answers. When you don't become an answer, the anointing stops. Because the anointing came to give some answer, to provide some solution. That's why the church needs to be a solution. So that I proclaim the good news. So that those who are in despair will be uplifted. But you find many servants of God. They get the anointing, but they want to use it for their own gains. When you read Genesis chapter 12, God called Abraham. I call you out of your mother country. Listen carefully. I will give you my blessing. And you also, you will become a blessing to the nations. The level God wants us to lift us to is not only to be blessed, but to turn you into a blessing.
Amen.
Amen, amen. God has called us to be a solution for others. To be a blessing for many. If you come to that level of realizing that you are now operating into being a blessing to others, not only to be blessed,
but to be a blessing to others. Then you will know that you are standing in the right place with God. Let me close by saying this. This anointing that God gives us to be a blessing to others must be protected. This anointing must be protected. Let me tell you something. This anointing that God has given us.
Ni divine gift.
It's a divine gift.
Ntabwo ari notre ntabwo navuga kose ni ikintu kiva muri notre cyangwa se achievement yuko navuze ngo nabiharaniye mfite uburenganzira kuri byo ni gift.
It's a gift. It's not something that I can say I have worked for it. I have achieved it myself.
Yes.
It's only a gift from God.
Subira muri ako ka.
I can't say it's something I have worked for it. I have achieved it. It's only a gift that I receive freely from God.
Amen.
There is a time the anointing of God enables us to do some great things.
And there are times
we come to a place where God uses us mightily and uses us mightily. And we come to a place when we almost say, I own this anointing, it's mine. It's like I have this handkerchief in my pocket. I have it forever. No, if you don't preserve it and protect it, it may go back where it came from.
Il faut garder ça jalousement.
We need to keep it jealously. Keep it, that
anointing.
What God seeks is his anointing. This world is looking for this anointing. You try to keep it, hide it. The world is trying to steal it away from you. Keep it and hide it because that is your power. That is your strength. It has to be protected. There are many people who began very well but ended very bad. Tell your neighbor, keep and watch over that. Watch over that anointing of singing, of worshiping. There is a servant of God who once told me something. He said, many servants of God begin like fire. But by the time they finish, they're like smoke only. Oh dear. Only smoke.
Can you imagine? Gutangira uri fire. Fire.
Starting like fire, fire, fire. But by the time you finish, you are like only smoke, smoke, smoke. Smoke may lie to you. People may think there is still fire, but the fire has left a long time ago. And the Bible tells us that the end of something is better than the beginning of it. May the Lord bless you. Know that you're standing in God's calling and the anointing is your secret. And that anointing is for others to serve them. And that anointing we need to keep jealously so that we may continue to becoming a blessing to everyone. May the Lord bless you abundantly. Amen.